This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
It says that President Trump didn't obstruct justice. So why does an online poll say most Americans didn't agree with the firing of James Comey? It's Comey the last couple of days ever since he was booted. Hey, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're doing well, America, in all your nooks and crannies. The online poll says that, yeah, overwhelmingly most people thought he was wrong to fire him. On the other hand, 4 out of 10 didn't like Comey, didn't think he was doing that great of a job. So make up your mind. You think he made a mistake, but at the same time, you really didn't want him to have his job because you weren't confident about the whole Russia investigation and you didn't like the way he was handling his job as the director. Bottom line is this. He's pink-slipped. He's gone. He's 86. It doesn't matter. Was he the right guy, wrong guy? It was just an abrupt ending, and I think it was unexpected. What Trump says is, I would have fired Showboat Comey anyway. That's what he called him. He said he was a showboater and that there's no collusion between the Russians and his campaign. He did an interview on NBC, and he said that Comey told him 3 times at a dinner and in 2 phone calls that he was not, as the Bureau probed his presidential campaign, possible. It was not possible to have ties to Russia's election meddling. And then Trump said, I said, if it's possible, would you let me know I'm under investigation? And he said, you're not under investigation. So there was already a problem with him anyway, which is not a surprise. Not a surprise. So this just shows you, when he decides, he decides, and he decided. He decided that Comey had to leave. And, you know, their relationship was actually pretty strained right from the very beginning. And especially lately, the whole wiretapping thing, the unsubstantiated claims that Barack Obama wiretapped Trump Tower, and Comey didn't go along with that and thought that was confusing, so he wasn't playing the game. In that sense, he wasn't playing the game, but he was the wrong guy in that job anyway. He just was. He wasn't the lead guy. That's what it is. He wasn't the right leader. He wasn't the right lead guy. Kelly Iote, and you're listening to us now in New Hampshire, the ex-New Hampshire senator is in the running for FBI director. Boy, that would be an interesting change in politics if she was chosen. She's on that list. She's on the list. She's in good standing with the White House because of what she did in some nominating processes. And there's a lot of people that think she would be a good candidate. But it may take a while to pick whoever that next FBI director is. I don't know that it's got to be lickety split. I don't think so. But he was eyeing to have that happen, and sure enough, it did. And I like that Dershowitz said that the president didn't obstruct justice, because there was even some cries about that. And they pointed it out. But it's a very absurd kind of argument that he would obstruct crime and he would be so enraged he would fire James Comey. I mean, as Comey wrote himself in his letter to the FBI, no one should doubt the authority of the president to fire the director for any reason or no reason. You know? So he basically is letting him off the hook there for sure. But it's, you got cries on both sides of this thing. And sometimes that's where the digging gets deep. The debate over the president's actions. The allegations of criminal obstruction of justice. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. I mean, then prove it. Prove there's obstruction of justice. But I don't think so. And Dershowitz sticking up for him, I thought, was a really good sign, because he sees the other side of that. So to me, that is a great, it's great to have that arsenal, you know, at their fingertips, basically. So I mentioned this in the beginning, Comey. Can I just say that again? That's all the news that anybody's heavily talking about. It's certainly not the only thing, but it's one of the bigger news stories of the day. Coming up on America Tonight, it's about the movies. Do you go and sit in the luxury chairs and just get the traditional popcorn? Or no, if they've got burgers and fries and tacos and who knows what else is on the menu, you're going to try whatever else is on the menu. Or not. I don't know. Maybe. Why am I answering that question? And maybe there's one, I don't know, maybe there's one more left in me, I think, that I found pretty interesting, and I think you'll find interesting too, as well. Blasphemy case. Can you imagine trying to defend that? A blasphemy case against a Christian governor in Indonesia is raising concerns about the strength of the country's tradition of pluralism and the fairness of its courts. Ooh. Questions and no answers, right? I'm going to say this at the top. Do not forget Mother's Day. It is coming up this weekend on Sunday. For goodness sake, if there's lots of unfriendly miles between you and your mother, you can send a bouquet, something. You can't ignore Mother's Day. I think now at this point, what are the forced holidays and what are the holidays that aren't forced? And I think when we're talking about calendar dates and what calendar dates make sense, I can make a list of the reasons why some should be off the list, but I can make an argument as to why some should remain and be on a list, if that makes sense. Yeah. Certainly it would sell more tickets if you're putting out a good product. All right, we're jumping out of this end into a movie set next here in America Tonight.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Some good ones for you. I know Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. A lot of people want to go and see that. And, yeah, I think that's a good choice of the new movies that are out. But that movie came out the other week. So brand spanking new movies, movies that you could go and see that are new to the theaters, include this movie. This movie's called King Arthur. Boy, they have done this in a lot of different versions, whether it's a serious version or a funny version or a cartoon version. I'll let you decide. Here's a little snippet.
Did you see everything you needed to see?
I saw enough.
Why is the water dropped? Why does the sword reveal itself now?
As your power increases, so do to the force that someone oppose you. The Born King will come.
He felt it. The power. I've never had any power or any desire to achieve it.
That's what all the fuss is about.
Don't worry. You'll soon understand what all the fuss is about.
Are you scared?
I think I can manage.
You should be scared.
Whatever it takes to hunt him down.
If I go down, you follow him. If he goes down, you follow me.
You want him to think big? Give him something big to think about.
You wanted to prophesy.
This is a big, interesting flick. Let me just give you a little description of this. Eagles swoop down from the sky to fend off hostile and armed guards. Venomous snakes swell to Kraken-esque dimensions. Giant elephants stomp into battle and knock down bridges with wrecking balls. Pretty good metaphor for director Guy Ritchie's nothing sacred approach to King Arthur. So hectic, diverting, all those kinds of things. Say it's heart-pumping. That was one of the reviews, a little piece of a review I read out of the L.A. Times. It is intriguing, like I said, another redo, in a sense, way different kind of redo of King Arthur. And maybe it finds its audience. Maybe it finds its audience. It's kind of fantasy on steroids, I'll put it that way. Not King Arthur-esque. This is about two women. One a little older, one a little younger, and it's called Snatched.
Hey, do you mind if I join you?
Hey, that dude is talking.
Sorry, you.
Not you, it was me. Can you kind of beat it, because you're a distraction? Hey!
Shut up. What brings you down here? You on vacation here with your boyfriend?
No, I'm just here with, my mom.
Why are you dressed like powder?
The sun is very dangerous.
Mom, it feels like you're putting on.
No, I'm just here when you need it here.
Let's go outside. Hair, makeup, boobs, we're going out.
Emily, I am not going out at night.
Everything shouldn't be so scary.
Oh, it damn well should. 1 in 4 tourists are kidnapped.
Not true.
1, 2, 3. Somebody's missing.
I met a man.
Well, drinking with a man in a foreign country. Smart, responsible thing to do.
We need an amazing adventure.
Where the hell are we?
The scenic group.
What's your pin number?
Aaron, are you says?
I already am before you told me
okay.
to. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, God.
I was
going
to change it. I will get us out of here.
I need you to believe in me.
Come on!
Do you think maybe that guy's okay?
I saw his brains.
Why can't you just make me feel better?
Listen, I need your help. Mom and I got kidnapped.
State Department.
My mom and sister. They've been taken.
I imagine you have
a commando squad. 4 underground criminals who were tried for a crime they didn't commit.
Sounds like the A-team.
It is the A-team. Do you have an A-team?
Why did I ever let you talk me into this?
I should have just listened to you.
I love you. This is great, but we really got to get out of here, you know?
Yeah, we should get out of here. Okay. We have to fight, Mom.
We've got this.
Mom and a daughter on vacation. Wanda Sykes is in this. Amy Schumer stars and Goldie Hawn, to mention a few. Didn't get high ratings. Probably better. And I like both of them. It's probably better to watch it when it's streaming. All right, how about this last one? Love the title here. Dead Awake.
What's making you scream at night?
Just a nightmare. You know, the one where you're falling and you're about to hit the ground.
Or how about when you wake up and you open your eyes, but you can't move? It feels like something's holding you down. You know something's in the room with you. Something evil.
are describing is sleep paralysis. You see, when we sleep, the mind shuts down the body so we don't act out on our dreams.
It just feels so real.
This is a case study conducted, the deaths of hundreds of people who died in their sleep. All of these victims reported seeing someone on top of them, strangling them.
This all just seems like superstition, right? It paralyzes its victims and crushes the life out of them.
The hag can paralyze your body, but not your mind.
Yeah, there you go. That paralyzation feeling, the dead awake, makes sense if you think about it. And it's a social worker, pretty much, who's investigating a series of mysterious deaths. Every victim suffered from one common theme, sleep paralysis, immobilizing the victims as they were dreaming. Oh, sounds creepy to me. Got kind of mixed reviews. Some good, some not as good. It's 1 hour, 39 minutes, so not very long if you throw in the previews. If you like thriller kind of movies, really thriller kind of scary movies, then maybe you would like Dead Awake. But the concept, I think, is good. I don't know if the execution is good. However, I looked at the Rotten Tomatoes score, and it got pretty good scores there. There it got 91% want to see it. So I don't know, 91% want to see it. Somebody liked that genre, that's for sure. I mentioned this already, but here's the thing. Right now is the high, what I call the high movie time. So high movie time means there's a lot of different kinds of movies. It's a good time to go and go to the movies. Is there something? You may find something for everyone. There's all kinds of movies out there. There's a really sweet film called Gifted. There's the another movie called Logan, which is the continuation, you know, the X-Men, and that's been out for a while. It's still very popular. There's The Guardians of the Galaxy, there's A Dog's Purpose. Yeah, there's some interesting kind of a mixture of films. And some of these are streaming now, like Hidden Figures. I know a lot of people wanted to go and see that. That got a lot of airplay. John Wick Chapter 2 got a lot of airplay, too, as well as movies that were really, they were pumping them out there. If you see a movie, write a cheap movie review. Send it to us at AmericaTonight.net.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you seen the movie yet, Hidden Figures? I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. And I cannot believe, I mean, I guess I can believe it, but we know that there are other people out there just like what we saw portrayed in the movie. And we're going to introduce you to one right now, Olympia LaPointe, who just has an amazing story. Imagine you fail math and science until the 11th grade. Then a math teacher takes you under their wing, teaches you how to think differently. You end up graduating at the top of your class. You're hired at Boeing after graduating. You're 21, and you work to calculate the probability of catastrophic explosions in space flights. Incredible. And we're just scratching the surface here as far as this rocket scientist is concerned. TED speaker and author Olympia LaPointe. Olympia, thanks so much for popping on.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I'm just so happy to be on your show.
So let's talk about your childhood and what I mentioned, that how did your brain get turned around and did you get in the groove of really liking math and science? Because I'm assuming you got there because there's no way you could do the job you did if you didn't change your mind.
Oh, thank you so much. People always ask me that. How did I turn my thinking around? As you mentioned, I was a rocket scientist for NASA's Space Shuttle Main Engine Program, and we helped launch 28 missions to space. But people are surprised that I failed algebra, failed geometry, failed calculus, and failed chemistry. And I have to look at that because that was my past, and I learned from it. But what I specifically grew from that is the realizing that everyone is intelligent. Everyone is smart, but only if they understand how to use their brain. And I was someone who loved math after going to a field trip when I was 6 years old to JPL, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory here in California. I said I wanted to be just like a rocket scientist, and I didn't know how challenging that was going to be. In elementary school, I studied mathematics, and I failed algebra. And I didn't realize that when most people go through an emotional experience in their life, The first place it usually shows up is in their mathematics and science education, specifically in their mathematics education, because that's where the brain is required to use the frontal brain lobes. When someone is going through any type of emotional turmoil like I was going through, or any child that's going through any type of emotional turmoil, whether it is a bad teacher, if it's difficulty at home with the parents, if it's a hard time at school, it shows up in the mathematics education itself. That's where the brain actually processes the difference between fear or problem solving. And when someone has problem solving going on or solution finding, the frontal part of their brain lobe is actually firing and the fear is not. And what turned my life around is that a teacher, it was in 11th grade, sat down with me and showed me how my brain worked. And no one had ever done that before. And that was the turning part in my life that allowed me to say, oh my God, I'm actually smart. I could actually do this math. And it took a while to actually learn the mathematics, but I eventually got it. And then I became fast at it. And then I was showing other people how to do it. And then I eventually launched rockets with it.
When you go to Boeing and you are this rocket scientist, and it's 1998, and even though, as in the movie Hidden Figures, we see in what happened with those scientists, you had to have overcome, I would imagine, some amazing things because you were young. You're a Native American, French, African American woman. What was your treatment like, or how did you get people to pay attention and listen to you at such a young age?
Well, they did. And that's the most funniest thing, because when I watched the movie Hidden Figures, well, first off, I was just so amazed that Hidden Figures was made, because when I looked at Katherine Johnson's life on screen, I actually started crying. Her life and my life were identical. And even though I'm being 40 years later, after that moment in time, I still went through the exact same thing. And I was so moved to write about that, that I ended up writing the article on the Huffington Post. And in my book, Massophobia, I share about what it was really like to actually be one of the youngest people there and doing the mathematics. And people are unaware that in the rocket science world and the propulsion world, everyone has their piece. There are people that focus on the structural dynamics, how things won't break apart. There's people that look at thermodynamics, what type of fuels can actually be combined and created together so it wouldn't melt the metal when it goes through. There are engine guys and, like, turbo pump individuals who will look at the type of blade speed that needs to rotate and rotation does this need to be created in order to exit a swimming pool within like a 6-second time period. I mean, this is the fluid that needs to go through. These are the skills that everyone has. And so my job was a mathematician in the reliability engineering system safety world. So I had to literally go to every single person, capture their math, capture their science, put it all together within one mathematical formula to say exactly which type of explosion would happen before it would occur. And that
Wow.
was the most challenging part, because not all the people were talking with one another.
Oh, communication. Oh, boy, we could talk about that for hours.
And I realized that was the beautiful gift that I brought. And I was one of the very few women there. I would go into this room, and there would be like around 200 people in this room, and I would be like the only woman. And I'd look around, and I was sometimes the only person of color, but mainly I was the only woman. And at first I thought to myself, oh my God, how is this going to work? And they weren't used to working with someone who were different than they were. It was just not something that they were culturally expected or prepared to do, I should say. And everyone I worked with were excellent people. But it took time for them to understand that there is a gigantic difference between not necessarily me being a person of color, but me being a woman and they being men. And I think there is such a beautiful diversity opportunity available with men and women working together in the workplace, because what I recognized through my particular and personal experience is that me being the only woman in that room, I was the connector. That's what I didn't realize. I had the ability to communicate not only the technical information, but connect everyone together so we were all working in such a team way to prevent explosions that we changed the design. And it was one of the most challenging experiences, I'll be honest with you, the most challenging experiences I ever went through. But it was the most powerful because I realized the role that I had was to connect people as a woman. And that's the most striking thing that I look back on is I had the ability to connect people with the technical information so everyone could see the same picture and make a difference with it.
Wow, that's powerful. As part of that team and doing that, you helped launch 28 space missions, some we certainly know and have talked about when we think about the space shuttle days. For you, and I know this is hard to boil down, what was your proudest moment as far as those space missions?
Thank you for asking that question. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. In my TED Talk, Reprogramming Your Brain to Overcome Fear, it was interesting. At the beginning of the TED Talk, I count down. I do this thing. It's 10, 9, 8, and I count down. I bring the audience into that moment in time where I'm supporting mission control. And I'm launching this. And that was the most powerful time for me. I had to build and build and build to the point where I knew every single weld. There were over 3,000 welds of the engine alone. I had to know exactly where every single piece of machinery was within the engine. It was like a human body with all these different organs everywhere, where you have to know how each one operates, what's the temperature, what's the pressure. I had to know every single one of the tubes, over 1,000 tubes. I had to be able to know exactly the number of each one of them. And the proudest moment was when I could sit in this dark room for 12 hours looking at this data from all these different things of the engine, supporting mission control in what we call the ROST. It was the most amazing part of my life. Here I was in this room, and I feel like I'm getting emotional right now. Here I was in this room where I was helping launch the rockets, and I was just like the men that I saw in the pictures that were on my field trip in first grade when I was 6 years old, when I told myself I want to be just like those men that I saw. And that was the point in my life where I realized, oh, my gosh, I made it. And I made it. I made it here. And it was sweat and it was tears. It was times in which I thought to myself, how am I going to make through this? How am I going to be able to get this information across to the people? There are times in which I remember the second day I was hired and one of the people came to me and circled me and looked and was in complete awe because they had never seen a woman working on the floor before. And later on, he became one of my biggest supporters. But I remember right after that, ladies I didn't even know, brought me over into the restroom and told me, all right, you don't know us, but just to let you know, we've been here for years. You're like the first engineer that's come on this floor. And just to let you know, there's a few men that will push your buttons just to make you seem emotional. And it's important that you stay calm, because at any moment that you do not keep yourself calm, you'll have a reason to put a man in your place. And it was just coming from women that took me to the side in the restroom. And so when I saw the hidden figures for the restroom scenes, I was thinking to myself, oh, my God, this is just like, oh, this is just like my experience. And when I sat in that dark room supporting launches, I knew that I had made it. Out of all those experiences, I made it. So that was the most important thing to me.
Wow, what a story. You can check out her TED Talk, Reprogramming Your Brain to Overcome Fear, over 500,000 and counting views worldwide. Olympia LaPointe, what an inspiration. Rocket scientist, TED speaker, and author. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It has been so fun to be on your show. Thank you.
Thanks, Olympia.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
America Tonight. Check this out. This is crazy. And it might get buried in the headlines because of everything that's happened with the inauguration. But on Wednesday, the United States Supreme Court is going to hear a case that is focusing on an Oregon-based rock band's name. According to what we've seen from the AP, the U.S. government's refuses to register a trademark for the Slants, is the name of the group, because the name is considered offensive to Asians. Boy, oh boy, isn't it interesting, because the court's ruling could actually affect the Washington Redskins. They've been in a fight, you know, I've talked about this a lot, to keep the National Football League team name that they have, and the NFL with the trademark protection, and we know what's happening with Dan Snyder, who owns that team, and it's been quite an ordeal. Joining us now is an attorney, Dr. Nick Oberheiden. His practice is in federal courts. He's currently admitted to practice law in New York and Washington, D.C., and, of course, all kinds of other courts in our court system, Court of Appeals, the District Court for the Southern and Eastern District of New York, the U.S. District Court for the Northern, Southern, and Eastern District of Texas. It's important to specify that because it means that Nick can try a whole bunch of cases if he finds himself in those situations. Hey, Dr. Oberheiden, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, so let's talk about this. For this Supreme Court hearing for the Slants, the government's not going to register the trademark. What's their argument? I would imagine freedom of speech, right?
Well, it's actually an interesting case because the government takes the position that the name, the Slants, is disparaging and offensive, and the basis in the Lanham Act, which is a federal statute, essentially says if a trademark application is offensive or disparaging, the trademark office has the authority to deny deny the protection. And this is really what Simon Tam, this young musician, went through when he started battling the federal government in 2011. He applied, it was denied. He appealed, it was denied. He went to court, it was denied. And here we are, Mr. Tam and the Slans are now, you know, giving a concert, so to speak, in our highest court, the U.S. Supreme Court, on Wednesday.
Wow. So you've been in this game for a while. That's why I laid out all the places where you can try cases. What do you think happens here? Is this just another thing that kind of gets shelved for a while because of what we've seen happen with the Redskins?
Well, those cases are clearly connected, and I think the decision on the Slans will have an impact on the Redskins as well. What is strange about this whole process, quite frankly, is there are trademarked and protected names that I can't even pronounce here on air on the radio, and I won't, I promise. So that makes this whole case and ordeal even more stand out. Keep in mind, and this will be an important precedent and factor for the eight U.S. Supreme Court justices, the Westboro Baptist Church case. If you remember, there were people who hatefully disparaged fallen soldiers, and the U.S. Supreme Court said, well, we understand the First Amendment is not about what's convenient and what we agree with. It's not about value. It's not about taste. The First Amendment is as broad as an amendment, as a protection can be. And even if we disagree and reject an idea or a statement, we still protect it. And I think it will be very difficult for the government to overcome this very, very high standard that was established in cases like the Westboro and other First Amendment cases before the Slans reached the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, fascinating to watch this. I'd be remiss not to ask you a little bit about your background. You went to Harvard Law School. You also trained at a couple of interesting institutions, the United Nations Office of the Prosecutor, International Criminal Tribunal for former Yugoslavia. What was that like to be, you know, tied to the United Nations, of course, and then explain the Criminal Tribunal for Yugoslavia, or what was?
Yeah, and as my accent may be revealing, I grew up in Germany. I finished law school in Germany. I studied law in Munich, Hamburg, and got a PhD in international law, comparative law, at the University of Heidelberg. I got my JD at UCLA Law School, and I did a couple of extra steps in Brazil and in the United States to further educate myself on federal and international law. And part of that experience was to look over the shoulder of the chief prosecutor of the United Nations at the War Tribunal in The Hague in the Netherlands for ex-Yugoslavia. And that was certainly an interesting experience to meet people like General Wesley Clark and see him testify in court. So that was an experience that really shaped my education, but also my view on the law and on justice.
Yeah, and so when you say that and you talk about Wesley Clark, the general, the former general, explain that for the listeners who may not remember that whole story.
Well, what happened under President Clinton in the late 90s, the United States with other allies started to bomb, essentially, President Milosevic, the president of Yugoslavia, for atrocities and war crimes committed against within Yugoslavia. There were conflicts between Serbians, Croatians, and Kosovo, people living in the Kosovo, and this conflict just erupted to more than just a civil war, and at some point the NATO, under the leadership of General Clark, started to intervene and to stop these atrocities, and then many years later, the United Nations started to try some of the accused and later convicted war criminals that were orchestrated this civil war and this explosion and eruption in the heart of Europe.
Yeah, wow, crazy stuff. What are you passionate about with all the different areas that you specifically work in and the reach that you have federally? What motivates you the most, Nick?
I'm really dedicated to the idea of fair trial and due process. I limit my practice to federal law. I do a lot of federal criminal cases involving the FBI and Department of Justice, Department of Defense. And what is interesting and exciting in every case is the idea that I am not the judge, but I am surrounded by enormously important principles that were established in this country as part of constitutional interpretation, whether it's a seize and arrest warrant, whether it is just the idea and the notion that everyone has a right to go to trial, have a jury trial. These are, you know, we take those ideas for granted, but again, reflecting on my experience in that war case, for example, war tribunal, these ideas that Americans enjoy every single day, the idea of justice and fair trial, that is not a standard that you find in every single country. And this idea, pursuing this idea and helping clients in critical situations is really something that is driving me and that I'm very passionate about.
Yeah. Wow. Pleasure to talk to you, Dr. Nick Oberheiden. Thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right. So interesting to talk to Nick Oberheiden about this. The fact that, as he's mentioning, if we go back to the beginning of what we were talking about, the United States Supreme Court hearing this case about the name of this rock band that is considered offensive, you know, again, the government canceled the team's trademark last year after they found they're disparaging to Native Americans. So for the Slants founder, the name was chosen not to offend, but to take on stereotypes about Asian culture. He says the ban is reclaiming a term once used as an insult and transforming it into a statement of cultural pride. That's what the deal was. But the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office didn't see it that way. They refused to register the name back in 2011, saying a trademark can be disparaging even if it's meant to be used in a positive light. So now you have the court's ruling and how that could possibly affect the Redskins in their fight to continue to keep that trademark. So it becomes the question of, is it assault on free speech by the government, or is it necessary to protect against language that offends some groups? We will talk about it. I can tell you that as we continue down the road next week on America Tonight. Coming up next, we check the mail.
What's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.